Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Okay, so they're just launching right into the subject having to do with the outcomes of our creations. The process of creating our new lives that so many of us, they say, are in the process of doing. Today we want to talk to you about a painful point from the human perspective, a point that many people feel as painful in the process of new creation, in the process of leaving the old behind and creating the new. As you can imagine, there's kind of a, like a hinge in a door. You actually move from one phase to the other, which means you're leaving something behind. And often there's a little gap. There's a moment, a short time, a few days, even weeks, when the old is no longer your life and the new has not yet become your life. And to you, as humans, this can feel like the abyss. I was just feeling that yesterday, a bit today. And what we want you to know is to remember that to be empty, to feel you have nothing and are nothing, is a good thing. It is not lack. Lack is when you feel you don't have enough of something you know you want or need. This emptiness we speak of is like a vacuum. It means that the old has been left behind, has been taken out of your field. You have successfully released what you don't want to recreate. And when you feel that you are nothing and have nothing, it means that you can be anything and have everything. What do we do when we feel the lack of energy to create the new? That's what I've been feeling so much of, and some of it is at a physical level because I had COVID and it takes a long time to recover your physical energy. And every time I get some back, I have to move to a different house or I have to get a course ready to teach or whatever it is that's on my plate, on my agenda. And it seems to take every bit of physical energy I have. And then I reach a low point where I feel I don't have any more. And I can't even imagine the outcome, how there can be a successful outcome, how I can have more in my life, how I can create the new that I want. So what do we do when we get to that point? What can you tell me about it? Okay, they're doing some light work now. They say, we're filling you now with the light of the rays of the One. The One, capital O, meaning the all that is, the source. And this is for everyone listening. Some source energy. I'm feeling such a lack of confidence in my own creative abilities. Lack of confidence in my path, I can't see it. And how many times does each one of us get to that? As we release the old and we're facing the new, and maybe we have an image of what it's supposed to be, what it's supposed to be, air quotes, what we think it's supposed to be, what we want. But what if that's not all there is? What if there's something else we're creating or to create? First, we want you to take a deep breath and let go of the fear that accompanies that, those questions, all those questions. Anyone who can identify with those questions, do it with me. Take a deep breath and release your fear. Start with where you are. Put your feet firmly on the ground. Blow that energy out down through your feet into the earth. Ground it into the center of the earth, the energetic center, the multidimensional energetic heart of the earth. To be purified. Those fears can be transmuted and transformed there into pure divine love and sent back into the source, or pulled back up into your body, back through your legs, back through your hips and your up your spine and up it, through your throat, clearing that fear, and out through the third eye, out through the crown chakra. This is the best way to address fears of any kind at any moment. Plant your feet firmly on the ground, take a deep breath, and blow that fear, feeling, that emotion down through your body, down through the central column, of chakras in the middle of the body, and down through your legs and feet, out into the earth, into the core. Send it all the way back to the source. From the multidimensional level, the higher dimensional level of the energy body of the earth, the core connects directly back into source. And pull up the white light of the source, the attuned frequencies into your body and back up your spinal column. It's very important for you to feel supported, that you have this light flowing down and up, down from the heavens and up from the earth. What is causing this lack of confidence? I go from feeling so sure of my ability to create because I'm aligned with my source self and the source, to feeling like just empty, without any energy to put into something new or to do something new. It's very confusing. These are simply different steps in the process. And it's not linear, it's like a dance. You step forward, you step back, you step one side, you step the other side. A new fear arises, or fear arises that used to be there, that you released, and it comes back because there's a little more of it left, or because you have the habit of creating it with your thoughts. And you just keep doing that, release until it's gone. So when does the new energy pour through us, and how does it create? There are things that I can envision and have been told I can create in my life that would take really miracles. And I worry, I get frightened. That's what creates the fear, is not being able to control the outcome, not having the energy to do it myself, and feeling like this would take a miracle. And miracles, we believe, are things we can't count on. Please teach us something about that. The process of creating the successful outcome that we want. What is that process? How do we do it? And what do we do if we don't feel the energy to do anything? Which I'm sure that I'm not the only person on this earth feeling right now. We're in a moment of tremendous energetic movement upon the earth, and it can exhaust you, especially if you have a sensitivity to the movements of energy. When you're aware of them, when your body is being attuned to them, when new waves of high dimensional frequencies are coming into you from the cosmos, this is going to tire your physical form. And when you reach into higher levels, higher dimensions of energy frequencies, when you're able to incorporate those in your body and your energy field, they make you more sensitive to the movement of energy upon the earth. And the many who are still surviving in those lower frequencies of the third dimension are also undergoing movement and change. And that's a heavy energy. There's many There is much heavy energy being released right now by people who are moving out of it. And some of it moves through others who are still receptive to it. There's energy, what can feel like energy chaos on the earth right now. But it's not chaos. It's a logical process. It's an orderly process. Everyone is at their own level, phase, step in this process. This is what we need you to know. You are always safe. You are always safe. You cannot fall off the earth. You cannot fail to have enough money to live, enough money for a home to live in. You cannot fail in your new creation when you're focusing on the light, when you're focusing on love, allowing yourself to be loved and cared for by the universe. That's a lot to ask. It's a lot to ask of us to trust that, to believe that, to feel it. And I sometimes, you know, when the light's pouring through me, then I trust it. But sometimes I go back into that skepticism of my mind. That's a very good name for it. It's all it is skepticism of your mind. No, you don't have to go back. You don't have to repeat the past. You don't have to experience what you experienced as failure. You don't have to do any of that. It's not necessary. It's not required of you. You are not stuck in the past energies. So let them go and focus on the future. Focus on the new that's here right now and the new that's coming. What if I can't feel anything right now? What if I can't feel the new? Because you're in a low ebb of flow. Energy flows in waves, and it flows like in tides. Sometimes the waves are bigger. Sometimes they're smaller. The old flows out, and there can be a pause until enough of the new has built up for you to feel it really strongly. Don't be afraid. You're not drowning. You're not dying in a desert. You're not dying at all. You're creating the new. And we're creating it with you. You're not creating in a vacuum. You create with all your aspects. You're one being with many aspects, many levels of existence, many frequency levels. And we're working with you at the higher levels, your own higher self, other beings of light and love, the source guiding and funding it all with its own energy. The source energy is what we all use to create and what we're all made of. Your creative force will return and be bigger and greater and stronger than ever. This is what we want you to know. Have patience, have compassion, have love. If a task feels too heavy and enormous to complete at this moment, it's because that task is not for this moment. And even if your mind tells you, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, tell it to what? To be at peace, to relax. Tell it you need to rest when you need to rest. Tell everyone else in your life that you need to rest when you need to rest. Don't worry what they think of you. If they can't understand what you're going through, it's not because you're wrong. It's not because you are not experiencing what you're experiencing. We are walking this road with you, and you don't see us. You don't see us. You're not aware of us, but we are here every step of the way. Don't be afraid. The road really does lead to everything you want to create. As long as you've focused your attention on the vision of what you want to create, you know that you want to create something new, even if you don't know the physical form it may take, even if all you know is it's a loving relationship or it's a fulfilling, joyful activity that contributes to humanity or fulfills your soul's purpose, even if you're not sure what that is, When you call in all those qualities of experience that you want, they will come to you. And if it is something material, what about that? Then just know that your energy is already filling all the templates necessary. There may be many steps. If it's a complicated creation, for instance, a new business, a new profession, a new home, a new country to live in, there's a whole range of creations that people are creating right now. And the very complex ones can involve a great many twists and turns and steps, different people having to complete different tasks, which means they have to be inspired and they have to be receptive. And you are not controlling that. You wanted to hear about outcomes. Here we go. This is outcomes. Outcomes are what come about because of your creative impulse, because of your desire, because of your choice, because you have sent your energy into that field of grace. You have designed a template or chosen a template. Maybe you've seen a particular house or a particular landscape or a particular kind of something that you want in your life, and you're using that as your energy template, and you're sending your desire, your energy, the energy of source that flows through you, you're directing into that template. And you send it out there into that field of grace around you, which is a part of your energy field. It's your extended energy field that goes out into the universe and draws back to you the corresponding frequencies that create that creation. That's where the outcome arrives to you. But you're responsible not for the steps in between when you send it out as a desire, a choice, and you're firm and you're clear in your choice, and when it comes back to you. Okay, so the outcome is when it comes back. Exactly. The outcome is when your life experience, when you walk into that experience, when you meet your creation. Okay. The clearer you can see that creation, the more easily it can be created. What if we can't visualize very well? Because I know people who can't, and I haven't always been able to, and I can't always. What if we can't see what do we do if that's not our strongest sense? What else can we do to create it? As long as you are clear in your mind what you want, we don't care if you see a visual image of it or not. You can be clear in describing it. You can be clear with words. You can be clear in feeling as though you're standing right in that scene in your life you want to walk into, or feeling the kind of feelings you want to feel for the person you want in your life. The more real you can make it with any of your inner senses, the more rapidly, the more easily that can arrive to you, as long as you don't put up roadblocks. Your only responsibility is to send out the impulse, send out the order to the energy, and wait and allow and allow and allow, which means not engaging in fear. This is so basic. And okay, yeah, it is very basic. We have heard this so many times, manifestation 101. But are we getting better at it? Is it getting easier? You've often been told it's getting easier. It's getting easier, it's getting more rapid. And the scale of things that you can create is bigger. Don't worry. The outcome is not under your control. And when you try with your mind to control the outcome, you get fearful. And so you demand of other people and of yourself a certain kind of activity, a level of activity, a level of work, effort, energy, because you think you know the steps necessary and the timing necessary. The timing is essential, and you don't know that timing. You cannot use your mind to control the outcome. You can only use your mind to create what you desire. And by create, we mean create the image, send it out, allow, know that you deserve it. Any fears that arise, any doubts that arise, that you deserve it or that it can be yours or that it will be yours, you release. Send them into the light. And do, what do we do? Aren't there steps we have to take? You will know. You will know. Because the request will be sent to you. Just do the things that arise as part of the process. Your things will come to you. Don't worry. You're part of a larger team that is creating your new life. You're not creating from your human self. You're creating from your higher self. You're creating as one whole integrated being. Here's the difference. In the past, you have felt much more divided. You have seen yourself segmented into levels, into human, mind, heart, body. You've thought of yourself as having an emotional body, a mental body, a physical body, a soul. Yes, different levels, the higher self, some people call the oversoul, and the source. But you're not actually segmented. You're actually one whole being, integrated, and you're much more integrated now because you've attuned to these higher frequency energies of the higher dimensions. So now, as you attune to the higher frequencies and you allow them to flow through you and attune your field, which is happening naturally to people all over the earth just because there's so much high frequency energy arriving from the center of the cosmos, from the source. But the more you're focused on it, the more you're receiving, the more you're integrating, the faster it's moving into your field, or the faster you're absorbing it, we should say. Then, as that happens, you become more and more integrated. You become more and more aware of the fact that you're really all just one. And so everything you do, whether it's healing or creation, you're doing as a whole. You no longer just heal the body, you heal the whole being. Self, the human being complex. You can ask for something for the human being complex, and that includes all aspects of you that have created this human form and that are currently living within the form, because the you living within the form is also the you that is that source field of energy, which means the original source energy that individuated as the being that created your human being complex. Okay, so we're more integrated, and that means, is our creative process different, or do we just experience it differently? It's a new experience for you. This is where you feel that a leap of faith is necessary, that you're being asked to leap into the unknown even more than ever before, because you're not used to, you don't have a wealth of experience you can draw on to show you how easily amazing things can occur. You asked us about miracles. Well, this is what miracles are. They're simply creation that human beings, with their human mind, mental perspective, can't foresee and can't explain. It doesn't mean that they occur by chance. They don't occur by chance. They occur when you have decided to create something in conjunction with your higher self, or when your higher self and your soul take the initiative to create something, and you may not be aware of it, but it's a part of your life plan, and it shows up in your life, and it seems like it's a miracle, and it's because you didn't really know it was coming, or you see the goal, the outcome you want, but you have no idea how it could possibly occur, and then it shows up in your life. And all the steps happen that need to happen in order for that to be your experience. And that seems like a miracle. You call it a miracle because it's not explainable by the principles of physical form and physical actions that are known to the human mind at this time. So miracles, are they something we can count on? Absolutely, you can count on miracles. You can count on things happening that are unexpected, that are joyful, that are supportive, that are fun, that bring you new ease and grace and abundance into your life. Better health, more wealth, all the things you feel you need to support your physical human life with joy, to enable you to live with joy, to enable you to flow your energy into the world to give and to receive. Because the free flow back and forth of energy interchanging amongst human beings is what creates the greatest joy. The source energy flowing through each human being out into the common field, what we would call the common field, the energy field of humanity on the earth. That's the future of humanity. And that's where joy lies. So we ask you to trust. We ask you to go into your heart and feel the love and receive the love of the source, the love of your beloved friends in higher realms, the love of your own self, your own soul. We want to do a little healing now for everyone's heart, transmuting all the fears and all the past experiences of loss, of lack, of being feeling let down, of feeling unsupported. We want to transmute all of those because those are not the experiences we want to bring into this new earth, a new world. They're no longer necessary. They're no longer an inevitable part of the human experience, so let's get rid of them now. Okay, everybody, take a deep breath with me. Let's go down into our heart space. Just move our attention down there into the center of your chest. That's where we're going to open the heart chakra to receive the light of the All, the One. You are all like beloved children. We want to wrap you all in a blanket of warm and comforting energy. The next steps will get easier and easier and easier. You're no longer climbing a mountain. You're coming into the field of grace, of ease, of joy. Thank you, star beings. I hope that helps everyone listening as much as it's helping me. They want me to have confidence. They want me to know that all this work we do together matters. And I just pray that it expand and expand and expand, multiply its effect upon the earth in humanity, that it serve, that this energy serve its purpose and the needs of humanity. So I hope many of you will join me, as many as want to learn more about this whole process of creating and how to create success in our lives, greater success than we've ever had before, whatever that looks like, however you measure it, whatever success is to you. Success is who we are. And whether you're talking about how to initiate the creation or the outcomes, it's all part of this creative process. Very important in creating our new lives. So the star beings and I are going to be teaching some classes on it in September, and I hope you'll go to voicesfromthestars.com or susanrensberger.com and sign up for the mailing list. So you'll get that information, and if you see, depending on when you listen to this, there could be a button there that says sign up for classes. You can sign up for the course called The Truth About Success and Failure, and that's just the first one. After the course, you can also buy the recording, and there'll be more. Many more, say the star beings. This is just the beginning. These classes are a little different than others you might have taken in the past because they're going to include live channelings. They're really sessions with the star beings in which I channel what else they want to teach us about these various subjects in more detail. And they'll answer questions. So if you want to participate in that, receive energy that and messages that are tailored exactly for the audience listening, the participants, the active participants who signed up to take part in these courses, then that's all you need to do. Just sign up, and the star beings will be working directly with you. And I'll be there too. So thank you so much for listening. And until next time, this is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from La Cumbre, Argentina. Lots of light and many blessings. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.